You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Battle with Joseph Sternberg, who is a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics. And in a way, this is a story about economics. It's about a professional PR service called Twitter that does very well, especially if you're a celebrity, to get out statements about how you feel about, the weather or the Oscars, something like that. It's called Twitter. Everybody knows about it. Some people have dark opinions of it. I don't use it much except for putting up my podcasts, and then who knows who's there. Generally speaking, I've assumed for several years it's mostly bots, and I'm friendly to bots. They're friendly to me. However, some people are unhappy with them. Some people are also unhappy with the fact that Twitter has algorithms that are said to be mysterious. One of those people, Elon Musk, has now purchased, intends to purchase, once the regulatory panels review, Twitter as a private enterprise. This is a man who also has SpaceX, who has Boring Company about building tunnels under Los Angeles, and of course Tesla and other companies. Joe, Jeff Bezos tweeted in these last hours the suggestion that Twitter would now come under the control of the Chinese Communist Party's leverage because Tesla, in the factory they have in China, is so important to the bottom line for Elon Musk. In other words, he was trash talking. Do you measure this to be significant, Joe, in any fashion whatsoever, or can we just laugh at it?
I mean, the whole thing just seems kind of weird to me. And I mean, particularly the whole Bezos Musk situation, because I mean, remember, Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, and a lot of those journalists do seem to get a lot of traction, as many journalists do, from being able to post their content and participate in the public square on Twitter. Because Twitter has become a big sandbox that a lot of journalists, probably too many journalists, enjoy playing in. I don't understand what the issue is there. I mean, one point here is that Musk is putting his own money behind this project. So if being beholden to China in some way, if Elon Musk even is, it leads to commercial failure, less usability for Twitter, Musk will end up paying for that. You might almost forget that we actually managed to have a democracy right up until the moment of, some decade or so ago that Twitter came on the scene. So, all of the hyperventilating about this, I think, is pretty ridiculous, and a lot of it seems to boil down to the fact that you have a lot of cultural institutions on the left, like the media and the academy, that were accustomed to having free reign of this sandbox, and now are worried that under new management they might have to share their toys.
And Bezos, there's a mystery. The man's retired. I mean, he has some position on some aspect of Amazon. He's very successful. And he has a life ahead of him of philanthropy and generosity, maybe politics. Why get involved, Joe? And there have been subsequent tweets walking back the inference in the original tweet. So perhaps a member of his staff did him the favor, after they had cappuccino, to calm this story down. But can you figure any other reason for Bezos to wander into this, needing attention? He can have attention any day he wants. He's Amazon.
I have no way of speculating about that, but I will, observe that Bezos himself bought the Washington Post. He became the upstart tech billionaire who then moved into participating in the public discourse via his ownership of a media company. And I say great for him, because I'm a print journalist, and I think that the world needs more billionaires who are prepared to invest in journalism. And, Musk is a billionaire who is prepared to invest in this particular website that serves as a form of public square. It does seem kind of odd to me that one billionaire who already had bought his way into that kind of participation is now looking askance at another billionaire who's trying to do the same thing.
Therefore, where we are right now is Twitter's plans are unclear. Elon Musk has said that he wants transparency. He's also said that he wants to know how many bots are participating. He wants only human contact, all very wise. I like the fact that both of them have space rocket companies, Joe. I think that's where the competition would be most exciting. Both of them have plans to reach orbit, the moon, Mars, and reach on from there. Let them go to work on that. Also, Musk has a company called Starlink that is going to provide internet connectivity around the world, especially to people in remote areas. And I believe Mr. Bezos has similar ambitions through his company, Amazon. So both of them are well taken for the future. This present fight, then, I will take your remarks to say, Joe, that wherever it's going, we don't see the goal yet. But Musk buys Twitter if he's allowed. Bezos backs away from his unfortunate remarks. Joseph Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.